Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. My name is Dermot. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a small brief survey about issues in your community, and please have 4 minutes of your time to participate. Please? If there's an answer to the question, I appreciate it. If there's a question you want to answer, you can always say, I don't know, or I'll skip it.
Okay. I'll give you 4 minutes. I got you.
Thank you. And you do live in Phoenix, Arizona?
No, I live in Levine.
Oh, Levine. Well, yeah, it's still part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you. So generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you believe that they have gone onto the wrong track, generally speaking?
Wrong.
Right? Or wrong?
Yeah, wrong. Yeah, okay, wrong.
Fine. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions, and this is strictly the survey about Levine area of Phoenix. So this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, you are female, and I don't need your birth date. I just need the year of your birth, so we know I have on record that you are over the age of 18. What year were you born?
85.
Thank you. Alrighty. Now, are you the only one in your, I mean, is, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Quality of life. I would say fair.
Fair? Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. For each of these, on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 meaning that you would, it wouldn't help at all to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means that would do a lot to improve the quality of life, or any number in between. The first one is more parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
1. Small.
Better streets and road maintenance.
5.
More good paying jobs.
5.
More dining and entertainment options.
2.
Thank you. Better public transportation options.
Yeah, 5.
Thank you. And on the last one on this topic is more affordable housing options to buy or rent.
5.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
I would say, my area, I would say about 3.
So too few?
Yeah, too few.
Okay, thank you. What about, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses, and for each of these, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of this kind of business in Levine. There's a yes strongly and a yes somewhat and a no simple no. The first one is grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Restaurant bars, and entertainment venues.
2.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, what was that? Oh, yeah, sorry. What was it? Yeah, sorry.
So yes, you would like to see more of that or no?
Oh, damn. Damn, that's middle.
So then
the
middle would be,
say yes.
The middle would be yes, somewhat. That's the middle.
Okay, let's do that somewhat.
Thank you. Then doctor's offices and hospitals.
Strongly.
Thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Strongly.
And the last one on this topic is dollar stores and discount chains.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, in your own words, because I'm going to be typing this in a little box, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Mom and pop shop, and what else? I would say maybe more healthy, restaurants, if they're going to build any restaurants, and really that's it, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. One moment. Alrighty, now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
So I'm thinking collectively, not just, I would say it's a very big problem.
Very big problem, okay. And the second one is, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. A very big problem?
Affordable? Affordable, big problem.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of four things, residential types of development. I'm going to read you on this list. Please tell me yes strongly, somewhat yes or no also, that you would like to see more of this kind of housing. Multifamily housing, like apartments or condominiums? Yes?
No.
Okay. What about housing options for seniors?
Yes.
Yeah, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about townhouses or attached homes?
Strongly.
And single-family detached homes?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years? Or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, or you rent your home, or you live with your parents or friends?
Home.
Thank you. Now, this will be the last list. And I'm going to read a list of some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On these, tell me if you're in favor or you oppose. The first one is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Are you in favor or are you opposed?
Opposed.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat. Because they have to tie into it's not that I don't want people there, but it just ties into the street. Like, we don't have a lot of road in
the game. Oh, I see. Okay. Now, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Somewhat.
Opposed, right?
Opposed, yeah.
Thank you. Now, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Yeah, that seems cool.
So, somewhat in favor or strongly in favor?
Yeah, strongly in favor.
Thank you. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
when they say changing zoning laws, like what would have been there in place of that?
That's a good question.
Like land? Land? Like they were changing?
Zoning laws, I'm thinking like streets, to be honest with you, because they're talking about zoning laws and the streets are considered controlled by law. So.
Okay.
But if
no, I'm going to put myself in the middle.
Okay. So somewhat opposed?
Yeah.
Okay. Now the other one is changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums all in the same neighborhood.
Somewhat opposed.
And the last one on this topic is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Parking lots and new housing. That's cool. Yeah, we strongly agree.
Okay, perfect. Now, these last three questions just for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
2 years or 4 years?
Two.
Thank you. And what is the annual household income? Just stop me whenever I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, or more than 125?
50 to 75.
Thank you. And finally, I know your name. I'm sorry. Finally, strictly for verification purposes only, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yes, Selena.
Thank you very much, Selena. It was my pleasure talking to you and also for helping me out with the survey. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.